Between now and January 5th, people all over the country are counting the birds in their neighborhoods. It's called the Christmas Bird Count, sponsored by the National Audubon Society, and it's citizen science at its best. A massive volunteer effort to try and take a census of the nation's bird populations. Over the weekend, about 60 participants with binoculars set out to find out how many birds there are on a given day in December in Cache Valley. It starts at 5 a.m. with owling. That's right, looking for owls has its own verb. It's 2 hours before sunrise, so looking isn't exactly what's happening here. Members of the Bridgerland Audubon Society are listening for owls. They're standing in a circle, playing a recording of a western screech owl, and waiting for a response.
Right there.
Do you see it?
Oh, yeah.
It's just a ball.
Good.
One?
Western screech owl. It can take hours to find just one owl, but things speed up a bit when dawn breaks. With the sunrise, out come the binoculars, and the counters take to their cars. They count hawks sitting on fence posts.
Two red tails.
Then they might take a stroll through a marsh or a golf course or a cemetery and count everything that moves, everything with feathers, that is. Most birds in daylight need to be seen to be counted, but there are a few elusive enough birds with distinct enough calls, like this Virginia rail, that can be counted if only heard. In the afternoon, someone has the somewhat unpleasant task of counting ducks at the sewage lagoons. Today that someone is Brian Dixon, the organizer, or compiler in official terms, for Logan's Christmas bird count. It seems like counting grains of sand when we first arrive, but there is some method to the madness.
When we look north, the sun's at our back, and the colors on these ducks is really, really nice. So there's two ways to do this. Both of them are terrible. One way is to move your scope and then count everything in the field, and then move your scope again and count everything in the field and move your scope again. The other way is to say I'm going to count gadwalls and just sort of course through all the birds in a pond and count all the gadwalls. Then come back and count all the mallards and then all. It's 230, counting by tens here. 521 gadwalls.
At another waste treatment area, a father and son team, Kurt and Dave from Mendon, are employing the other technique. The count everything in your field of vision, move the scope over a few millimeters, count everything in your field of vision, and repeat.
Okay, I've got 60 coots, 8 wegeon, and 40 gadwalls. Now I'm shifting. Oh, there went a bufflehead through my screen.
So who has a good guess of about how many ducks are in this pond right now?
Well, I don't know if I can even add up that high.
There's a lot.
Yeah, I would think
so. You got 100, 200. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you just look at the coots right here, you got
right.
100, 200, 300, 400, 500, 600, 800, 900. There's 1,000 coots, basically.
The clipboards fill up quickly with tallies, and the counters stay out until nightfall, looking for a few species like the short-eared owl that will appear around dusk. At the compiling potluck in the evening, everyone brings back their results. Brian Dixon explains how the reporting works.
The people bring back two forms. One form is the list of species and the number of each species that they recorded that day. The other form is called a party effort form, because we use this data for scientific research. And if we see, 20,000 birds or 5,000 birds, it's very, very helpful to know two things. One is the level of effort we put into it. So we record the number of hours on foot or miles on foot, hours in car, and the number of people, the number of eyeballs that we have out there.
The birders eat dinner and add up all the bird counts from their sector and get ready to count off for the grand finale, calling out the results species by species.
Pineville Green, Area 1.
4.
1.
0.
0.
5.
0.
0.
0.
0.
For a total of?
10.
That's a record count for Pineville Green.
Some species number in the tens of thousands, and some in the single digits. It only takes one, though, for a species to be represented in the area, like the rare Lewis's woodpecker spotted in Cache Valley this year for the very first time.
So how many species have we got?
It's 102 with that Lewis's woodpecker.
So we
broke 100. So our total is 102, and our record number of species we have found is 103 species. I'd say it was a pretty successful count. So thank you all very, very much.
The Bridgerland Audubon Society's numbers will get reported to the national database. There are Christmas bird counts in many regions throughout Utah this season, and you don't have to be an expert to count birds. Anyone can learn that a duck isn't just a duck with a little training. More information on the Christmas bird count and how to join one is at upr.org. Reporting for Utah Public Radio, this is Jennifer Pemberton.